Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating first a 12-lead EKG on patient Diana Toomey on 5/28/24. Mrs. Toomey performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period and paragraph compression normal. EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and William Herring, H-E-R-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Adams on 5/28/24. Mr. Herring performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study date of 2/22/24, there's been no significant change period to PEG of compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Lorenz, L-E-R-E-N-Z. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/28/24, Mr. Lorenz performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 608 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period to paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Timothy Allen. This goes to S. Period Baxley, comma, NP on 5/28/24. Mr. Allen performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 457 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price on 5/28/24. Mrs. Horn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/16/24, there's been no significant change. Period to PAG of compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gerald Dowlin, D-O-W-L-I-N. This goes to Dr. Matthew Williams on 5/28/24. Mr. Dowlin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/9/22. There's been a significant change period. No paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Paula Curtis Byrne. This goes to Dr. Miner on 5/28/24. Mrs. Curtis Byrne performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/10/23, there's been no significant change period. No PEG of compression. Minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Belinda Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 5/28/24, Mrs. Dixon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period, no paragraph compression. Minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ira Berry. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 5/28/24, Mr. Berry performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and with a moderate impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7/11/23, there's been no significant change. Period, no PEG of compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.